This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for claimant by the name of Jose Omero Chavez. Date of birth, December the 10th, 1958. Case ID number 1900648. Date of exam, 1/18/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Gulf Coast Eye Institute, dated 7/16/21. And medical records from Beacon Healthcare, PA, dated 11/20/20, as well as a Social Security questionnaire, COVID-19 status. The claimant states that he has had COVID-19 and has had symptoms of fever, cough, aches and pains, and shortness of breath. He has not recently tested negative for COVID-19, but did have COVID-19 and did get it from family members and friends. He states his daughter had COVID in 2021. He has had 2 COVID-19 vaccines and 1 booster. Precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 63-year-old married male with 1 child who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left eye double vision with retinal problems and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on August the 5th, 2020, where he worked as a truck driver for 16 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He is presently not receiving disability benefits and lives in a house with his wife. The claimant states that he has tried to renew his trucking driver's license. However, because of his eyesight, he has failed the test and is unable to work at this time. Allegations, number 1, left eye double vision with retinal problems. Number 2, diabetes mellitus. History of allegations, number 1, left eye double vision and retinal problems. The claimant states that in 2020, he started having problems with both eyes, secondary to diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and a left eye retinal detachment. He has also had problems with bilateral cataract, which have been corrected. However, he states that one of the surgeries went bad on his left eye. The claimant has problems with both eyes, but although at this time is able to see a little bit better on the right side. He does wear glasses, but states that his night vision and peripheral vision is very poor and that he is blind on his left eye. At the present time, he takes prednisolone acetate 1%, 1 drop BID to both eyes. As noted earlier, he was unable to renew a trucking license secondary to decrease eye vision of his left eye. The claimant has a history of a retinal detachment, which was treated but is not functioning well, secondary to problems with his cataract surgery. Claimant has a history of diabetic retinopathy, right eye cataract with extraction of both and poor results on the left, hypertensive retinopathy, and a history of laser surgery for the retinal detachment of his left eye. Snellen vision at this time is OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/300. Pinhole is 20/100. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant was also diagnosed with left eye mydriasis. His condition at this time is not stable, and the claimant says he has double vision and has problems balancing himself. His physician is Dr. Patel. An eye vision was taken on 7/16/2021, and his eye vision was 20/20 for the right eye, and for the left eye was 20/70. Allegation number 2, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2015 he was having symptoms of polyphagia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. He denies polyuria or nocturia. He does have in-organ damage of retinopathy of both eyes, but denies any nephropathy or cardiovascular disease. The claimant, however, does have diabetic neuropathy of his feet and hands. He checks his blood glucose approximately 2 times per week and states that it usually comes out between 80 to 300. His last reading was 87 mg/dL. At the present time, he's on oral medications for his condition. The claimant takes glipizide 5 mg, BID, metformin 500 mg, 2 tablets, BID. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.1, which is well controlled. His condition is stable at this time. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 1 hour, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, sweep a little bit, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet secondary to his vision. The claimant has no assistive devices at this time. At the present time, he takes Tylenol 500 milligrams PRN for pain, and his only other physical activity is walking in the park. His physician is Dr. Ali Naqvi, Naqvi. Family history: the father died of chronic renal failure, and his mother had non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus with complications. Medications: atorvastatin 10 milligrams POQD, glipizide 5 milligrams, 1 BID, lisinopril 5 milligrams POQD, metformin 500 milligrams, 2 tablets, BID. Farxiga 5 milligrams QD, omega-3 1 POQD, optic drops, prednisolone acetate 1 drop TID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, right eye cataract extraction, comma, left eye cataract extraction with poor results, comma, mydriasis, comma, history of retinal detachment and degeneration of the left eye, comma, decreased vision with other retinal problems, comma, including retinal bleeds, major surgeries, appendectomy in 2008, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 250 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inches, BP 146 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 35, general. This is a 63-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has enormous cephalic atraumatic head. No scleral icterus was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The claimant has bilateral eyelid droop, which appears to be blocking some of his eye vision. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal, especially for the left side. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements appeared to be intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, especially for the left side. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/300. Pinhole is 20/100. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to Could you please drop down to functional capacity on the last page? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields as well as in his left eye vision, which appears to be causing double vision for him and dizziness. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to left eye blindness with double vision and dizziness, causing instability in his ability to function. The claimant was noted to not be able to renew his trucking license, secondary to being only able to see out of one eye. Probable diagnoses. Number one, left eye double vision with retinal problems and decreased vision of the left eye. Confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant appears to be disabled, secondary to causing dizziness and instability in his ability to function. Allegations number two, diabetes mellitus, non-insulin dependent. Being treated at this time, hemoglobin A1C was 6.1, which is well controlled, stable. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Jose Omera Charivas.